A number of measures aimed at improving the childcare sector were announced yesterday, with the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, saying that they marked a turning point in the government's approach to the sector. But what's been the reaction of parents, childcare providers and education providers to the measures that have been announced? Joan O'Sullivan reports.
As crashes began to close for the evening in Rathmines in Dublin yesterday, parents gathered to collect their children and to discuss their initial reaction to the budget. The extension of the universal subsidy of 50 cents per hour for a Tusla registered childcare place to all children up to the age of 15 was generally welcomed. But Manny said much more needs to be done on this and other issues.
It's a start, but it's not enormous help. Just childcare is a huge, huge amount out of the monthly household pot, and it just does not a lot to help working parents. But we would have loved to have another child, but we just can't afford the childcare.
It's a welcome addition, but when you have school costs and after school costs, when you actually break down into it, it's not an awful lot. It's maybe 750 hours by 50 cent is about €300 per year, which in the grand scheme of things isn't really an awful lot.
Well, if it's a benefit to my child now she's in after school, that'd be great. Like, any sort of reduction in fees would be appreciated. And the free GP for 6 and 7 year olds, that's brilliant, because she's just turned 6, so we'll be able to get another 2 years out of that.
So we used to have childcare from 7:30 till 6:30. That reduced during COVID from 8:30 till 5:30. And so we're paying the same fee but getting reduced hours. And now we're going back to the office, it's going to be much harder to make that work, being able to drop the kids off and then get into the office on time. And so it would have been good to see a bit more on that front, maybe something around tax relief for the cost of childcare.
Karen Clintz is the chief executive of Tiger Childcare, which employs over 180 people. She said the expansion of the national childcare scheme would increase the administrative burden on creches, but she welcomed the new funding stream announced for childcare providers, which aims to raise staff wages in the sector.
I think it was a really positive budget for childcare, and I do agree, I suppose, what was said in regard to it being a turning point. Look, it's not perfect, but it is really a great step in the right direction. So we have an issue where we have colleagues at the moment who just aren't paid enough, and so we have these really qualified staff who just cannot afford to work at it. If colleagues aren't paid enough, well then, you know, you can't have quality for children, because they need the same adults that are building relationships with them all the time.
Now, this increased funding is being tied to a request that childcare providers like yourself freeze fees. Is that something that's going to be straightforward to do?
It really depends on the details. You have to see what those details are going to be behind it.
Last week, concerns were raised about the lack of access by parents who are not in full-time work to the second subsidy available under the National Childcare Scheme, an income-assessed subsidy. Labour Senator Marie Sherlock said she'll be seeking further clarity on whether there will be changes to this aspect of the scheme.
We welcome the policy change in terms of access to after-school hours for all children, regardless of their circumstances. But of course, this will only have a positive impact on the most disadvantaged of families if those families can access the means-tested support, because of course the 50 cent per hour universal subvention is not going to be of much help to those families.
So we heard nothing new today then in relation to the means-tested payment, did we?
Certainly from reading through the detail from the department, I didn't learn anything new with regards to the means-tested payment, but certainly I think we will have to hear from Minister O'Gorman to clarify that over the coming days.
Meanwhile, over 1,000 positions for special needs assistance were announced as part of yesterday's budget, something Linda O'Sullivan, who's an SNA working in Dublin's northwest, says is both very welcome and sorely needed.
Anybody looking into education can see how much SNAs are needed, especially after the pandemic. But I hope what was delivered today and what Norma put out there, the 1,000+ SNAs that will actually work in theory, and we'll see it on the ground. I work in a deaf school and we see it every day. We need more people, but we're just not getting, we just haven't got an increase in allocations. The last 2 years has been a frozen allocation for SNAs because of COVID. But we need more SNAs than ever to try and deal with the demand and the new children, we'd say, that have started school since the pandemic. So, look, it's good news. More SNAs equals more jobs, but the devil will be in the detail.
Yesterday also saw class sizes reduced for the second year in a row through an increase in the teacher-pupil ratio, something that Jonathan Hanley, a principal at Assumption Senior Girls' School in Walkinstown in Dublin, said would make a real difference for teachers and children.
I think it's over 90,000 pupils are in classes of over 30 pupils, you know. So it's not ideal, especially when you consider that the EU average is, I think it's around 20-21 to 1. So today's news that it'll be reduced by another pupil per teacher is definitely a positive one.
John O'Sullivan reporting.